radio akwa bia si eye
Planet FM Radio Akwaaba. Yeah, we are back again. And today we have our pastor here. Without waste much time, we go straight to the pastor. And yeah, pastor, welcome.
Thank you, presenter. Amen. Amen. I want to bless the name of God again for this great opportunity and privilege to be on this platform once again to share the word of God with you, our listener. And I want to say many thanks to Radio Akwaba and the Planet FM for this opportunity. This is a gospel time, again sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God here in New Zealand. My name again is Pastor David Adelawa. And by the grace of God, I will be bringing the word today. Just to tell you a little bit about our church, by the grace of God, we are a Bible-believing church, and we have a branch in Whangarei called Abundant Life Parish. We have also presence in Christ Church called Beautiful Place Parish. And also, by the grace of God, we are starting a new a center called Discovery Center. It's our newest baby. By the grace of God, this Sunday is going to be the inaugural service. So by 4 p.m. So you are all welcome. It's at AUT campus. And also the headquarters is at number 60 Onam Place. The name of the place is Victory House. And you are welcome to join us any of the Sundays, any of the weekdays. And I believe that you'll be glad you do so in Jesus' name. Let us say a word of prayer before I share what God has put in my mind. Father, we thank you again for this privilege. We appreciate you for this great grace that you have bestowed unto us once again to be on this platform to share your word. The Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding even unto the simple. Lord, I ask, Father, as I share your word today, I pray, Father, you will grant your people understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this we do. And at the end, Father, let every one of us be blessed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good evening once again. Today, by the grace of God, I will be sharing with us a message titled Five Essential Keys to Answered Prayer. Five Essential Keys to Answered Prayer. But before I go on, I just want to have a question. Do you pray at all? Or have you prayed in the past at all? And it's important for you to understand that we can't do without prayer. In Psalm 5, when you look at Psalm 5, verse 1 and 2, this is David, even as a king, you know, saying, "Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation." Verse 2 says, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray." Amen. Even you can see David, as much as the reigning king, is not exempted from life of prayer. And that is why it is essential for you to know that God answers prayer. And that is why I need to share with us. Why? Because for somebody like me, I'm a candidate of answered prayer. If you are looking for somebody whose prayer has been answered and is still being answered, I am a prime candidate. And I can tell you, in all these my years of ministry, I have seen prayer answered. And that is why, you know, I have every confidence to share with you this evening that if you understand, you know, what it entails, if you understand this key that I'm about to share with you, there's no prayer you will ever pray that will not be answered. And by the way, what is prayer? Prayer is just communicating with God, knowing fully well that God is the Almighty, knowing fully well that God is the creator of this universe, and knowing truly well as well that he has sent Jesus Christ, you know, as his begotten son to die for you and I. And this is what gives you and I the privilege today and the opportunity today to talk to God. You know, like David said in that Psalm 5, verse 1, he said, "Unto thee I pray? Will I pray? Which means as many that can come to that understanding and cry unto God, it is compulsory and mandatory that such prayer will be answered. And that is why I want to share this key. Why? Because it has worked for me. And for somebody like me, I've got a science background, and I like to prove everything. So what I'm trying to share with you today is not a gimmick. It's not something, you know, that is that doesn't work. This is something that has been proved over and over again in my life and in the life of countless others that I've encountered in the course of being a pastor. I have seen prayer answered live and direct. And that is why over these years I have come to understand this key. And that's why I want to share it with you. Why? Because the day your prayer begin to be answered, that day you will understand the importance of prayer. And maybe many of us don't pray because, you know, we don't see results. But as you put this key into use, I believe that every prayer from today will be answered speedily and mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. So the number one key that I need to share with us, that, you know, there's a prerequisite for every prayer, is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. When you look at verse 7 and 8, it says, ask. So the first key is asking. Amen. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So the first key to prayer is that you got to open your mouth. You got to ask. You got to talk. Amen. So, and this is not something anyone can do for you. This is something that the reason why God gives you a mouth is so that you can open it and so that you can talk. Remember, the Bible makes us understand that, you know, the power of life and death is in our mouth. So when we talk about prayer, you got to understand that it is do it yourself. Why? Because you are the one, you know, that knows, you know, your need. You are the one that knows where the shoe is pinching you. And that is why, you know, it's one thing for people to pray for you, but the best is when you understand how to pray for yourself. And that's why I'm saying that you got to understand the importance of asking. You know, prayer is about you opening your mouth and talking to God and asking, you know. And that's why that Bible cannot be, you know, the word of God cannot be broken. The Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away, but a single dot out of the word of God can never go unfulfilled. And so this is Jesus, amen, telling us the mind of God that we got to ask. Say, ask and it shall be given unto you. So as many that are trusting God for anything, you know, be it your marriage, your finance, whatever it is that there is a need in your life, amen. And that's where you say ask, amen. You ask about what you don't know. You ask to get what you don't have. So that's why I'm imploring you that the first key is you got to learn how to open your mouth. You got to learn how to ask. And I want to guarantee you that if you are asking and you are asking the right person who is God, know of a guarantee that your prayer will be answered. Praise the living Jesus. Like I said, these are the key that it's like a passcode or a password. They have to work in combination. Amen. So the second thing is you got to have faith. Praise the living Jesus. You got to have faith. Faith is essential. Amen. It's a combination that you have to use with asking, because if you are asking and you are doubtful, your prayer is still not going to be answered. Amen. And that's why you must understand that we have a God that is touched by our infirmity, as according to the Bible. And that is why when you are asking, you must ask in faith. And this is found in, and this is confirmed in James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, when you look at verse 5, I just read quickly to verse 8. It says, if any lack wisdom, and you can entertain that with anything, if anyone lacks money, if anyone lacks a child, if anyone lacks progress, if anyone lacks anything, amen, houses, land, whatever you are lacking, that's what the Bible says. That if anyone lacks, if any of you lack wisdom or money or finance or whatever it is, he said, let him ask of God. that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the winds and tossed. Verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Praise the living Jesus. So what this place is telling you and I is that you got to have faith. You got to have faith in God. Amen. You know, in order for you to ask, because what we are saying is, these are essential key to prayer. They are like a password or a passcode if your prayer is going to be answered. So number one is ask. And number two, you got to have faith. Amen. You got to believe this God that is the Almighty. You got to believe this God that is able to do all that he has promised. And when you have faith, and you are asking, know very well that you are on the way for your prayer being answered. To establish that fact again, if you look at Mark chapter 11, Mark 11, when you look at verse 22, and 23 says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. I repeat that again. Have faith in God. Verse 23 now continues that, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Praise the living Jesus. So it is important for you to understand that these are the essentials. You got to have faith. And when you have faith, whatever it is you ask, you know, and the Bible described there a mountain. When you tell a mountain, you know, represent, you know, challenges, mountain represent, you know, difficulty, represent trouble, it represent crisis. But the moment you don't want it anymore in your life, you've got that power, you know, without any doubt. When you have faith, when you believe in God, God is able to move such mountain for you. And that's why I believe tonight, as you cry unto God, having faith in God, know of a guarantee that your prayer will be answered. Amen. Praise the Lord. I go quickly to the number three essential. The number three essential is obedience. Obedience is key. Amen. Obedience, that's why the Bible says that to obey is better than sacrifice. You see, what that is telling you and I is that when you don't obey the rules and regulation of God, when you don't obey the commandment of God, there is every tendency that your prayer will not be answered. And there is no doubt about it. You want a prayer answer, you want your prayer to be answered, then you have to be obedient to the word of God. This is equally key. There's none of this combination that you can sidetrack. And that's why a lot of us, maybe we are asking, maybe we have faith, but if we are not obedient to the word of God, then we are going to shortchange ourselves. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not grievous. Praise the living Jesus. The commandments of God are not grievous. And so, if anyone that can obey the traffic light, you can obey God. I say that again. If you can obey the traffic light, if you can obey the traffic light, I'm telling you, and traffic light is just so inanimate. You know, it has no life in it. So if you can obey the traffic light, I tell you, you can obey the word of God. If you can obey the constitution of the land, amen. If you can respect the constitution of the land, you can obey the word of God. So the word of God is not grievous. And that's why don't let us see it as something difficult. And that's why I'm imploring you today, amen, that you must be careful to understand, to know the commandments of God and to live within that commandment. Once you are able to do that, know of a guarantee, there's nothing you will ask God, you know, that he will not answer you. You know, take for example, David said, if I regard iniquity, you see, anything that goes against the will of God, anything that goes against the word of God, that is sin. That is what hinders prayer. That is what stops us. The Bible says that the hand of God is not short. that he will not deliver. It's here, it's not heavy that he will not hear us. But there is a wall, amen. Our sin represents a wall, and that's why, amen, there's no movement between our prayer and God. And that's why the day you do away with sin, the day you understand how to obey the word of God, how to obey the commandment of God, that day, amen, you usher yourself into a level, into a realm of answered prayer. And that's why I believe today, by the power in the name of Jesus, the grace, the power, the enablement to obey the law of God, to obey his commandment, God will put into you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And this takes us to the next in line, which is like a sink to obedience, and that is seeking the will of God. Amen. You need to know the law of God to know the mind of God. And the moment you know the mind of God, and that is his will, and it is my prayer that God will bring you to an understanding today in Jesus' name. In that, if we continue in that 1 John chapter 5, where we look at verse 14 and 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. You must underline that. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Praise the living Jesus. So what this place is telling us is that the day you want your prayer to be answered, that day you must sync your will with the will of God. You must know the will of God, because it's the will of God that grants every prayer. It's just like you going to to make a resecution. Maybe you are a store officer, and there is another that comes in. You see, what makes that prayer what makes the goods to be released unto you is because you have a proper document. Like, take for example, you've purchased an item, and in that item they say that you have to take this so item. Amen. You can't go and take other items. Amen. You can only go and take the items that are already in your invoice. Amen. Or in the order. You can't take anything else. So the same way, you got to know what is in the will of God for your life. You got to know the promises of God, and that is the will of God. Amen. And I continue to tell some people, I continue to say, when people ask me what is the will of God, the will of God is not difficult. Amen. It's not difficult. Whatever is good that you want for yourself, amen, I can guarantee you, when you look through the word of God, you will see it. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Because the thought, amen, and the plan of God for us, is very real. He loves us. And that's why he's able to give us everything that we wanted. And that's why the will of God is not difficult. And that's why you must be careful to align your prayer and that of the will of God, because that's what guarantees it being answered. And it is my prayer, as we come to this understanding, as from today, your prayer will be answered in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, the essential, the summary of this password, of this essential, is that you got to ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Because that's what actually ties it all together. And I confirm that to you in John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, when you look at verse 13 and 14, John 14, 13 and 14, it says, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, that is Jesus Christ telling us that whatsoever, no matter what, anything that you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Say, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise the living Jesus. So you must understand that you can't ask anything of God in any other body's name. You can't ask in your father's name. You can't ask in the name of Jacinda Ardern. It's not going to answer. Amen. You got to ask in the name of Jesus, because the scripture cannot be broken. And so what I'm saying to you tonight is that you can just put it to test. Like I said, I've got the science orientation, and that's why I proof everything that I do. Whatever I say to you today, know very well that I have demonstrated it. I have practicalized it. I have put it to test, and it works 24/7. Amen. There's no prayer God cannot answer. Only for you to understand this essential key. And I repeat them again. Number one is ask. You got to ask. You got to open your mouth. Number two, you got to have faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. Not faith in any other thing. Faith in God. Why? Because God is the creator of heaven and earth. Whatever you see that is standing today, amen, is of God and is by God. In fact, the Bible says that no man receives anything except from above. Amen. So you see your friend that is living well and everything is God's provision, is God's providence. And you can go back to the same God and ask. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. If he can do it for A, definitely he will do it for you. So, like I said, number one thing is ask. Number two, you got to have faith in God. Number three, you got to be obedient to the word of God. You got to obey his word. You got to obey his commandment. Number four, you got to seek, you know, God's will. You got to know God's will. Like I explained, that, you know, you can only take items on your shopping list or of your order, whatever you have paid for. That's what you can take. So the same thing, amen, you need, God cannot answer, amen, what is not in his will for you. And that's why you got to know his will. Amen. And I pray that God will bring us to that understanding in Jesus' name. And finally, you got to ask in Jesus' name. Not in your father's name, not in your mother's name, but in Jesus' name. And this is Jesus Christ, amen. He's the only man that has boasted, amen, that has beaten his chest, that whatever you ask in my name, I will do. And I'm a testimony that there's nothing I've asked of Jesus that he has not done for me. And I believe he will do it for you. So if only you can bow down your head this hour, and just say that, and say a word of prayer. You see, it is important for you to understand that these things work. This is no gimmick. It works. This is the backbone of Christianity. Amen. If we don't have any results, you know, we are not going to be telling you, or we are not going to last this while. Especially when you look at that First John, say that this is the confidence that we have in him. Amen. This is what actually makes Christianity tick. This is what the difference. We serve a God that is alive, that is real, that can listen. Amen. And I believe that as you put this key to use tonight, you know, God will answer your prayer in Jesus' name. And I will pray with you. Father, we thank you again for this privilege and this great grace that you have granted unto us to share your word, especially the essential keys, five essential keys of answered prayer. And Lord, as your word has been spoken, I pray, Father, that you will back it up with signs and wonders in Jesus' name. As many that will take their time to ask this hour, as many that will take their time, you know, to develop this faith that we have emphasized in you, as many that are obedient to your word, that are seeking, that we seek according to your will, and that we ask in Jesus' name, I decree, you know, by fire that you will answer such in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that by this time tomorrow, you know, every prayer request, everyone that have come under the sound of this teaching and have put this to the Father, you will prove yourself as the Almighty in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no prayer they have prayed that you will not answer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this we do. We receive it with thanksgiving. And just to let us know that by the grace of God, this Friday, we'll be having what we call the Holy Ghost service. Holy Ghost service starts from 12 midnight to around 2:33 a.m. So come, the theme is Let the Fire Fall. So just come this Friday. The address again is number 6C, Onan Place, Avondale. Come and have a wonderful time, you know, with God. Come and put these essentials into practice, and I guarantee you that by this time next month, whatever is called a challenge in your life will come to an end in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's a great one.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you. See you some other time.
Yes, Pastor. Thank you.
Yeah. She's part of it.
Bring down
Confusion, there was some confusion. So my baby forget. body and I hate you. My girl, I go there, I appreciate you. You know I can't ever hate you. High above the mud, I will elevate you. I go die on top of your mother, cause your libi, daba, daba, they make me the kaya, kaya, baby. I go die on top of your mother, cause your libi, daba, daba, they make me the kaya, kaya, baby. They causing confusion, they're causing confusion. So my baby forgetting my genius. They causing confusion, they're causing confusion. So my baby forgetting my genius. But I go follow you every day. Access anyone at any day. Tell me now what I dear baby. I go follow you. Libi, daba, daba, they make me the kaya, kaya, baby. I go die on top of your mother, cause your libi, daba, daba, they make me the kaya, kaya, baby. No, they're causing confusion, they're causing confusion. So my baby forgetting my genius. They're causing confusion, they're causing confusion. To my baby, forget my alias. I give up to all my G. They cause into confusion. They cause into confusion. To my baby, forget my alias.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They cause in confusion. I give up to all my confusion. To my baby, forget my alias. I give up to all my G.
My shot for your sake, I go touch you. Yeah. We go drive around for my Porsche. Baby, bana, they say you like you are like. I get you all. Baby, bana, anywhere that you go, I can follow you to go. Baby, bana, they say you like cassava. I get you big cassava. Baby, bana, my love for you. Never die, never die. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, oh baby dance you do till I gwaja. I can take you to Babalada. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, oh baby dance you do till I gwaja. Oh, I can take you to Babalada. So love is a beautiful thing. Can you dey cool my temper? Love is a wonderful tender feeling. They give me ginger. So baby, dance, dance, dance. If it's in your eyes, they give me life. Oh, oh. I could give the love, the thanks. So oh. What you say, oh, yeah. For the sake of love, oh. Baby, leave it up, I do. I never give it up, I do. I say, I could kill you. Hey, show you love that you never seen before. For like you give me love, oh.
And you like to play ball, no.
Now you the catch of my shot, oh. You said I go touch you. Yeah. We go drive around before my Porsche. Baby, bana, they say you like you are like. I got you all. Baby, bana, anywhere that you go, I can follow you to go. Baby, bana, they say you like cassava. I got you big cassava. Baby, bana, my love for you, we never die. We never die. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby, you too sweet, if I ever, baby, dance it to the lavanda. I can take you to Papa Lada. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby, you too sweet, if I ever, baby, dance it to the lavanda. I can take you to Papa Lada. I want your child, you see, you got
you not understand now I'm feeling you are my woman crush. Oh,
my man, you see, in a my gravity, oh.
Let you go. I will always be your lover. For your sake, I go to the show. Show you love that you never seen before.
For like you give me love, oh.
Now you the touch of my shot. For your sake, I go go touch you. We go drive around for my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say you like to holler. Baby, pana, anywhere that you go, follow you the go. Baby, pana, I say you like cassava, I get to be cassava. Baby, pana, I'm from Mubu, Allah, how did they come in?
It's Chris Smith, the travel guy.
You just at you, say at you.
Yeah. I don't know that's the book call. No boost to energy for work. There were high on the low grade minimum, minimum, and the year red. And the scientific research is it. Ultimate asthma and cancer. Ultimate epilepsy is an even killer. Then you might be a raster for answer. And then the lawyers are user. Doctors are user. Soldier police in the peace. Legalization are an issue. Where are the minimum and the man? Go to minimum and the man. As the message you read to me, you'll be simple. Minimum out of my nose, but see, minimum out of my nose. As the message you read to me, Jimmy, simple. I didn't move his electric and the pet is so the ratata, Samini say high grade that chip. I'm from Cassily, one baka, next one was the beam, and your beam is so that some baba. That's a baba, that's a place where one bear down on us. I shut up for the shatter. Go to the wee body. Nobody can stop us. Woman, the high grade. When I'm young, I see for ya, my kids. From my eating, cause I get more powers. Mumu abolo pa mumu da ya sekela timbo ma ta idwe ne su all powers. Yeah. Yeah, we be brave as on a habana nacho. And open ya bile jumbela. Oti manantu mumbo. Debi ala ne geto wala motala nya. Oji ni miyana weje mumbo. Oh yeah. I bet to jaras kubara. Hey. Mini manadi mano. Paddy be not a mamma. Minimum not a mamma. But see, Paddy be not a mamma. As the men teaching for gentlemen, Jimmy, I love a girl. As the men teaching for gentlemen, he'll be the papa. Minimum not a mamma. Minimum not a mamma. As the men teaching for gentlemen, he'll be the papa. Minimum not a mamma. Minimum not a mamma. I'm a church and my gentleman, Jimmy, see for a girl. You know the system. Shock entertainment. I don't know that's it. No matter.
Africa, Peter Tosh. I love this song. I love it. How are you doing, Mama Africa?
Doing my